This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. My name is Cliff. I'm calling from K-Home Radio and Umpqua Bank's Wish Upon a Star program.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So,
got my girl home yesterday for the first time in almost 4 months at our house to continue recuperating.
You nominated your daughter, Janie, is that right? So why don't you explain why you nominated her?
Because she is really my star right now. She has been through so much. She almost died in August, and she was at St. Joseph for a month struggling, and then they put her in a care home in Crescent City away from her children and family, and really kept a positive attitude during that time, and then needed more surgery and brought her back to St. Joseph. Then yesterday, instead of her going back into a care home because it would have been in Sacramento somewhere, we just chose to bring her home with us and set her up with hospital bed and all that. And she just been an awesome fighter through all this. And an attitude that, if she didn't have the attitude that she's had, it would have been very, very difficult on the rest of the family, who could do very little about things. And she is low income, and really, I don't know that Medi-Cal would pay for orthotic shoes for her, but that's down the road because she can barely even get slippers on. You know, yesterday it dawned on me when I went to pick her up, she didn't have any clothes to wear, really. She has very few of those, too, but no shoes. And I was thinking, she can't go to the hospital barefoot, so I had to go try to find some really big slippers for her.
Now, she's been wearing slippers because she's been having a lot of swelling, and that's really all she could wear at this point, right?
Yes. See, she went in for cellulitis, and she's diabetic, and she had major leg infection as a result, and she has had to have surgery to remove a lot of the dead area, and it caused, right now, a wound care nurse is there to change what they call the wound back.
Well, I'm here to tell you that K-Home Radio, Umpqua Bank, and the Wish Upon a Star program are granting the wish.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed. Aww. And what this wish entails is a $500 gift certificate to Strell's Family Shoes, especially for shoes and stockings, and in addition to that, a $500 gift certificate to the Bayshore Mall to purchase some new clothing and curtains.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That will help. I know yesterday it was so, I had like this moo-moo thing to bring her home, and she's lost so far 76 pounds, something like that, and she needs to lose more. But this is so wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet. So next step, we're going to give her a call and let her know about this. Is this Janie?
Yes.
Hi, Janie. My name is Cliff. I'm calling from K-Home Radio and Umpqua Bank's Wish Upon a Star program. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Well, excellent. Your mom, Rita, entered you into it. And guess what?
What?
The wish has been granted.
What? What?
Yes, indeed.
You're kidding me.
No.
What wish is it? What's my mom wish for?
So we know that you've had some medical issues, and you've been in and out of the hospital.
I'm getting a wound change right now.
And I know that you've had a lot of swelling and have had to like wear slippers, and you haven't had the proper shoes. So we're going to be giving you a $500 gift certificate to Strell's Family Shoes, and on top of that,
$500 gift certificate,
and a $500 certificate to Bayshore Mall, so you can get some new
$500 gift to Bayshore Mall.
That's right, because your mom said that you needed some new clothing, so that should help out with that and any other things that you need.
That is so awesome. So awesome. I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, your mom thinks very highly of you. She thinks you're a really awesome person.
I love my mom. Thank you so much.
Thank her, because she's the one who put your name into the Wish Upon a Star, and the good folks at Umpqua Bank decided that your story was a good one and chose you to get the wish granted.
Are you going to call my mom at work?
You know what? I've already called and talked to her, and she was very excited. Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. I want you to take care of yourself, get well, and I'm glad that you're home for the holidays. It's much better than being in the hospital, right?
It sure is. I'm going to be home for the holidays, yes, for Christmas with my kids and my parents. Yeah, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Enjoy the new shoes and the new clothing and whatever else you wind up getting for yourself, okay?
I don't know. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And have yourself a Merry Christmas.
You also.
All righty. You take care now.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.